Minority Leader Donna Seidel has served 8 years in the State Assembly after 16 years as the Marathon County Clerk of Courts, an investigator with the District Attorney's Office, and a Wausau police officer.
I'm running for the 29th State Senate because we have problems here that I believe I can solve. I have lived and worked in this community for the past 40 years.
Her opponent, political activist James Buckley, does not live in the district. He admits that Republicans asked him to run as a Democrat to force a primary election. On two recent Wisconsin public radio talk shows, he accused Donna Seidel of being part of a machine led by financier George Soros to form a one-world government.
To get to that point, they have to destroy capitalism, and that's where George Soros comes in. He wants to do this. He wants a one-world government just like Hitler did, because he started out with Hitler.
Buckley also says that union workers backing the Democrats are led by communists.
The system has already been perverted by outside forces, union thugs. The head of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, is an avowed communist.
Donna Seidel says candidates like James Buckley should not be on state primary ballots.
The Republicans are willing to stoop to any level in this election. People here in the 29th district are disturbed by that. They think it is making a mockery of our electoral process.
The winner of Tuesday's primary will face Republican Assemblyman Jerry Petruski. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.